This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, deliver us from churches with nothing but Christian saints in them. Help us to remain in and be part of a church which is a little flock of faint-hearted people. Weak people who know and feel their sin, their poverty, their misery, and believe in the forgiveness of God. Amen. Good morning. Striking words in that prayer. Deliver us from churches with nothing but Christian saints in them. I think we're safe. Those words were written by Martin Luther. I think he was really in touch with what I believe is the context out of which comes this gospel story today. An understanding that we are all frail human beings and none of us gets it right all the time. And because of that, we acknowledge that there needs to be a process by which when there are those negative rubs and we hurt each other intentionally or unintentionally, that we can work it out. I can't think of a more appropriate gospel as we kick off this season than this one, because it forces us to look at why we're here. Let me paint a picture that will help us to put this into context. Earlier in Matthew's gospel, Jesus takes his closest disciples up the mountain of transfiguration. And there before their very eyes, Jesus' clothes become dazzling white. The heavens open and the voice of God says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." How direct is that? There was this moment of revelation as to this is what it's all about. Now you need to come down off the mountain and do it. And so they come down off the mountain, and Jesus talks about the value of children, who in that society had no value, and he says, each one of these is precious in God's eyes. Why? Because of the big picture here. And he goes on and he says, be careful not to make anyone stumble. Do not create any stumbling blocks to anyone by the way you live or the way you speak. Why? Because of the big picture here of what we're trying to do. At St. Joseph's, we have a vision and a mission that reflects the mission of God's church, that we are about bringing all people into the fullness of Christ's family. And so what that calls us to do, having had that moment of transfiguration in some way in our own lives, because you wouldn't be sitting here this morning if you hadn't, in some way, that then we want to align our entire lives, that everything I do in my life of faith is trying to enable me in my limited way to bring all people into the fullness of Christ's family. So children have value. I don't want to do anything that's going to be a stumbling block. And then Jesus will go on to say, and be like the shepherd who's got 100 sheep and 99 of them are doing fine and one of them goes astray. The shepherd leaves the 99 and goes get the one to bring it back to the fold. Why? Because it's all about bringing all people in. Sometimes we forget the overall purpose of why we're here. Today, as we celebrate all of these ministries of teaching and children and youth, what a great day for us to refocus that big picture that we have and the urgency of it. Don't miss the urgency. It's like that Exodus reading where they're getting instructions for the Passover. Do you hear the urgency there? Eat with your loins girded. You're standing up. You got your staff in your hand and eat it hurriedly. Why? Because we're on the move. Because God is taking you out of here and we're moving on. And this is the call that we are given with an understanding of the big picture and the urgency of it. And so that brings us to this gospel. This is an important gospel for us at St. Joseph's. It's important for every Christian church. Because by the fact that there is a process given to resolve when we mess up, there is a presumption that we understand that that's going to happen. That there are going to be the negative rubs when intentionally or unintentionally we hurt each other. It's a fact of life. We are human beings. None of us are perfect. If you've gone through Episcopal 101, you know one of the first things that I do is give out the forgiveness cards, because I tell people, especially when they're new to the church, you're going to need these. You know, somebody came here a couple years ago and said, well, I'm joining this church because I'm tired of all the deceitful, mean people I meet in the workplace. You know, it's like, well, guess what? They're here too. You know, none of us is perfect. We're trying. But I guarantee you, if you're around here long enough, there's something you're not going to like that I do or don't do unintentionally. It's going to make you mad and angry. And you're going to do the same thing to me. But the thing is, what we are given in Matthew's gospel today is the call that doesn't mean the relationship is over. It's now because I understand the urgency and understand the mission, I'm going to resolve it as best I can. And how does that happen? He gives us 5 steps. And I guarantee you, if we all concentrated on step 1, 99.9% of the time, we wouldn't have to worry about the next 4 steps. What's the first step? You go to the person who's offended you. Sounds pretty easy. But that calls for the dirty word called confrontation. And none of us like it. I know some people who love confrontation, and they're the kind of people I try to stay away from. None of us who are healthy emotionally and spiritually really like it. But this is the call. And why would Matthew say that? Because of this big picture. I am at odds with my brother or my sister, and it's urgent that I get that right, because this is too important for us to move on in our life together. And so it becomes urgent for me to do that. Not with a shaking a finger in somebody's face and a condescending attitude, but speaking the truth in love. This is what happened. This is how I feel, and I am hurt. What can we do to resolve this? And then we move on. If we did that, I guarantee you that we'd hardly ever have to go beyond that. But what happens in our reality? We don't go to that person. We choose to go to the 10 to 100 people who we want to tell what that dirty SOB Father Marty did to me. And what happens at that point? Once it's spoken, it's out there forever, isn't it? And now, even if I do get resolved with that person, there's no possible way I can go back and undo the damage I did with those tens of hundreds, in this age, probably thousands of people that it might get out there with. The dirtiest word in the language today for me is CC. Email, CC. Those of you who know me know that I will not even read anything that I'm just CC'd on. Why? Think of the danger. Something happens. You're upset about something. You want to tell the world. And so it gets CC'd to the entire distribution list. And once we hit send, it can't be unspoken. In my 13 and a half years here at St. Joseph's, I can tell you the most difficult thing that we deal with in both our church and our school is gossip. People talking about other people rather than going to that person and trying to resolve it. I can also tell you that in 13 and a half years here, the way in which I have seen this community grow in the most significant ways is when there are fallouts and negative rubs and difficulties and hurt feelings. When that person goes to the person who offended them and resolves it. And the bond that results from that is incredible. And that is when people will look and say, "See how these Christians love one another." That's the call for us. And you know, now we are getting into this busy season where the ECW is now going to go off and get ready for their bazaar. The Brotherhood's got their golf thing coming up. We got Episcopal 101 starting. You saw the mess of kids that was up here this morning and Sunday school and the youth program and everything that starts happening. And we get really busy and trying to do everything that we feel called in our ministry to do. And what happens? We end up stepping on some toes unintentionally, but we hurt each other. And unless we take that difficult step of confrontation, it just festers and gets out of control. It's an important step. If we can keep in mind the urgency and understand the overall mission that God has gifted us with in this place, what an incredible visual with those teachers and students up here this morning. And our youth who were up half the night and here they are to worship this morning. And it's okay if you're tired. You're here. They're tired too. So it is a great blessing we've been given. C.S. Lewis, in his book, one of his last books, The Great Divorce, gives a description of hell. And he talks about the picture of the city of hell like this. There's this whole downtown area that's a bunch of empty buildings. And they're empty buildings, he says, because all of the neighbors had fights with each other, and so they moved out further from downtown. And then you go out to the suburbs, and it's empty there too, because then they had fights with their new neighbors. And so rather than deal with it, they just moved further away. So you have this whole empty city as a result. Simply because no one was willing to deal with each other. And emptiness results. We don't want emptiness. The call of the gospel that we are given and the gift is to reach out and speak the truth in love one with another. May we have the courage to do that in our families, in our marriages, in our partnerships, in our church, and in our schools.